Yeah. So what's going on, everybody? Welcome back to the Overtime Attitude Podcast. I'm actually back here in the studio. This day kind of rained on us. We had the Lake Nona car show we were supposed to go to, and unfortunately we got rained out. We went to the Festival of Speeds the day before on Saturday. It was in Ocala, and we had a good time there. We were a little bit scared of the rain, too. We had a little bit overcast there. I figured that the Lake Nona show would be the same as the Ocala show was, where it was kind of overcast and then sunny again. But unfortunately, Lake Nona, the rain got the best of us. I only got like about 5 or 10 minutes worth of footage at the Lake Nona show. But we're going to go more into detail about both the shows and what they entailed, because the Festival of Speed was very different when it came to the Ocala culture of, I guess, folks, you could say, and the cars they had there compared to what they have here in Orlando, compared to Tampa. And you know how it is, different places, different people, different cars. That's just how it is with the car culture. But starting off, we went to the Festival of Speed Ocala. That was at the World Equestrian Center. I think I got that correctly. But we got there. I left from Orlando early, about a two-hour drive just to get there. And once we got there, it was a pretty nice facility. I never actually been to this place. It was actually a big horse stable facility. It also had retail shops like Ariat was there. A couple other small souvenir shops were at that place. And it was a pretty cool area. They had a cool setup with the cars. And apparently it was a Kentucky Derby that weekend. I mean, I know obviously there was the Formula One in Miami. I don't really follow Formula One, but I know that's a big, big fad of, you know, everybody. I think it's a big fashion show, to be honest, when it comes to Formula One. I'm not a big Formula One person. I'm more an IndyCar and NASCAR and drag racing, but they had the Formula One in Miami and then also the Kentucky Derby going on. So they had like a big giant jumbo screen at the Equestrian facility, like on both sides. If you go to my YouTube channel, you're going to see the full video of the event. If you go to Overtime Attitude, you'll see the full video there from my walkthroughs to the pictures you'll see on Instagram too. If you go to Instagram, you'll check out all the photos I took from there. But once we got there, it had like a U section, went from the middle and then split off to one end to the other. So basically the middle had your front section, and Rune was there. Shout out to Rune with the Diablo. He was actually front and center at the car show. I saw him there, you know, said what's up to him. They had one there, had a Porsche on the other side, and then I guess Aston Martin had their dealership in the middle where the big flagpoles are, and they had, I think Aston Martin had their layout, and then Porsche had their layout right behind them with their factory cars. They had like hybrids, electric and I guess gasoline cars there, and then to the left side was more of the old school muscle cars, vintage cars. Had a lot of cool cars, like the Cobra there, just like the Ford versus Ferrari one from Shelby. It was the silver one with the blue striping, and it actually looked like the spec. I don't know if that was the one that was in the Le Mans or was a replica, but it was a pretty cool setup. I'm going to post that on Instagram. Be sure to check out that photo. Next to it, they had a couple of Stingrays. I think it was a 63 split window, and then they had a convertible next to it as well. I think that was a Stingray as well, but it wasn't a split window, obviously, because it's a soft top. And then they had a 329 Boss. Is it 329? Correct me if I'm wrong, but they had a Boss like the John Wick one there. It was black, had the chrome wheels, had a Challenger there, had a Roadrunner there. They had a 67 Camaro there, Hellcats, you know, what have you, with American Muscle cars, all the classic ones they had. And they had like a couple like cool classic cars like Broncos there. They, what else did they have in that back section? They had a couple Mustangs, classic Mustangs, newer style and older style, modern, what have you. And then they also had a few old school Model T cars, a couple 1930s. It was actually pretty cool seeing. They were actually in good shape. I don't know if they trailer those in. I'm sure they didn't drive them there. That's be impossible to do. I mean, you could, but they also had like a badass camper. That was like a $1 million camper. It was really one of those luxury charter buses looking size motorhomes. It's pretty insane what they had there with the cars. And then when you went to the other side, it was like the opposite spectrum. It was the exotics and the luxury cars. Now, this is what fascinated me about the Ocala and the car culture there, is that it's more of just the, I guess, older generation, not really younger generation. And people would tell me that, I guess, Ferrari is catered to more of the older folks and Lamborghini is more of younger, which I kind of like took that with like a, you know, a little bit of a, I don't know, I didn't really believe that fully until I saw it in person, because at the show, it was all mostly just Ferraris, 48s, you had F12s there, you had SF90s there, you had even old school Diablos were there. We had one Countach I did see there. That was pretty cool. There was a black Countach that was there. And there was also a Ferrari, the same one from Fast and Furious. I forgot what that one was called. I think it's a 377. I don't remember. But you guys know which one. That one that's from the Fast and Furious. Had that one there. They had, what other Ferraris did they have there? No LaFerrari. No hypercars. I didn't see no Reveltos, no high-end Ferrari. I guess SF90s, I guess you could call it, but it's not really a hypercar. It's really expensive. Had that one there. Had the California edition one. It's like a, I think it's called the California. It's a Ferrari, one of the models from Ferrari. But they had a bunch of different Ferraris there because it was an older crowd. Bentleys they had, a couple of McLarens they had. Well, not a lot of Lamborghinis. They had a couple of Gallardos, a couple of Murcielago. They had one Murcielago there, actually. That's like one of my favorite cars, the Murcielago. They had some Huracans there, no Aventadors, no Vueltos, and they didn't really have any of the high-end Lamborghini stuff there. It was mostly just Ferraris and McLarens and Bentleys they had. But I mean, all in all, it was a good show. They had also the attire. Yeah, if everybody knows about Kentucky Derby, they dress like, you know, that old school style. The girls with the big hats and the guys wearing suits. I couldn't wear a suit. It was just too hot that day. I don't know how they could wear that. I mean, I was wearing shorts and a short sleeve, and I was still like burning up a little bit because it was kind of on and off with the overcast and sun. But it was a pretty good show. We started around 10. I walked around, got some pictures and got some videos. It ended around, I'd say, 3 o'clock. So around 3 o'clock, I got to kind of find my way to the exit, see where the cars are leaving. That's the most toughest part. Whenever you go to these meets that are for the very first time, you don't really know where they exit. So you got to kind of like ask around and just go with the flow and see where the cars are going. I actually missed a few cars because I was at the wrong place. I was at the place that where the cars leave and go through the barn area and then go to the exits. When I was filming towards the front of the entrance there, and then I was hearing the cars revving behind me, so I was like, well, damn, I missed it. So I got to go back farther, and actually went back to where the official exit was, where there's like really long round roads, windy roads, you could say. And I actually got the best spot there when they were taking off. We had this Hellcat. I don't know what the hell they had, like a flamethrower kit on or whatnot, but it was shooting flames out of it. It was pretty cool, the Hellcat leaving. It had a, not a Mustang, they had a Corvette. It was the, I think it was a Want to Go Fast, what it's called. It was the event that they took that car and they did like 220 with the Corvette on an airstrip. That was pretty cool. I never actually seen that car in person. I think I heard about it before on YouTube, but that was a cool car to see. They had a Supra right-hand drive. That was pretty cool. JDM. That was cool to see. They had a couple of, not the imports. They were Audis. Race car Audis with big turbos. I think it was a Motorsports that was catering there. I saw Desertland there, but they weren't in the main gate. They were like towards the outside. Well, actually, no. When I got through the gate to go through the tickets, they were actually in front there. So I saw them there. That was pretty cool seeing somebody from Orlando at the Festival of Speed in Ocala. So to you, honestly, I mean, the show was good. I just thought it was a really far drive for me. I don't know if they did it more often during the year, I probably wouldn't go. But if it's once a year or so, I probably will. It's not as exciting as going to South Florida, like towards Tampa, like the Vinoy Park one was. But me personally, I think I like the Orlando show better. That's just a better show with the lineup with the cars onto the golf courses and having them in that setting. And obviously, it's a closer drive for me. It's not that far away. It's not an hour and a half to get there. But, you know, it is what it is. I like to go to new places to find and see what the other crowds in other parts of the state are like. But yeah, once we packed up there, I kind of head out of there. It was a fun event. Once the show was over, I guess they put the big Kentucky Derby onto the Jumbotron, because when I was walking back from the show, they had it onto the Jumbo, they had it on the TV there. It was pretty cool. They actually took Rune's car, put it to the front where the orange tents were, because this is a massive, like, I don't know if it's a hotel, resort, but it's huge behind it. But they put all the cars there. They have like fancy wine tasting. The VIP tickets for those are like $130. I guess you get free food, wine tasting, and you know, it's a VIP treatment they do. Festival Speed does well with those events. I mean, they bring out a lot of elegant wine vendors and food and catering. And I mean, it's a pretty big event. They go all around the country, and it's pretty cool. I think the next event they're going to have, it's going to be the Orlando event. I think there's like a special event going on during the summertime. I've got to keep up, but I'll make sure to keep you guys in the loop and tell you guys when the next show for the Festival of Speed will be. But you'll see the full video on YouTube. If you enjoyed it, leave a like and comment, you know, subscribe. You'll see more of those shows. I try to go to all the Festival of Speed shows that are in Florida, even though, except for the one in Naples, I'm not paying $120 and a 3-hour drive to go to that. I'm going to have to stay in Orlando for that one, unfortunately. But I do hope I get that same luck I had from the Orlando show, because if you guys go back and look at the Orlando show, that was a good event I recorded. They actually got 11,000 views, which for a small channel like me, that's a big accomplishment in my opinion. But let's hope that we got the same thing. I know the Vinoy Park one only got like 500 views, but we're going to try with the Ocala one. Maybe we might get some more views on that. If you guys look at it and get more engagement, I'm sure the algorithm will help me as well. But we're going to leave it there and head on to the next topic, which was the Lake Nona show the next day, which was Sunday. And man, we woke up and it was like overcast. I was going to have some positive thoughts and think it's going to clear up. We were going to go and do some filming. I honestly was not going to go because I had other things to do that day. But I was like, you know what? It's in my backyard. It's about 15 minutes away. I'd rather go check it out and see what they got there. And I mean, truth be told, when we got there, it was a nice car that showed up. There was an SVJ Lamborghini that showed up, Aventador, next to a 720S McLaren. Both had their doors open, and it was actually a pretty cool shot. I was got there early, so nobody was in my way. I was taking all the photos and videos I can, which was a pretty good deal getting there early. I mean, when I got there, it wasn't still overcast, but it wasn't raining. It had like a light drizzle, but nothing too bad. And then I was getting like more positive thoughts because we looked up and saw the cars lined up, you know, outside the gate. So I was like, well, you know, hopefully, I think it's gonna be a good day. So we just kept going, took some photos, took some videos. I ran into a couple of YouTubers there. Ran into Jason, you ran into Street Drip, ran into Cousin Truckin. He's a pretty cool dude. Ran into him and we all talked there and did some filming. I know they probably got more film than I did. I only got like 10 minutes worth of filming, which kind of got me mad. But I mean, it is what it is. Better than no footage, you know. Once cars start trickling in, I got some footage that were the shorts and then the horizontal shots. But man, once it drizzled, I mean, it was doing okay. Kind of hanging out, still going on. It was about 10 o'clock when this happened. Well, light rain, it was like drizzling. I mean, it was okay. It wasn't too bad. And then I went inside, you know, kind of chill out, had these bathrooms. I came back out and then, man, it started just downpouring. I mean, badly. I had to protect my camera. I took it apart off my gimbal, pretty much put it in my pocket so it doesn't get soaked. And I had to use my action camera, which was waterproof, thankfully. And we started recording with the Action Pro and cars were leaving. I was trying to get them leaving and not trying to get my gimbal soaked. That was the biggest issue, was I wasn't trying to get that soaked. I really came unprepared when it came to the rain. I should have just brought an umbrella, but I mean, I didn't think it was going to rain that bad. I was kind of, you know, in a positive mindset that I was going to clear up. The theme was McLaren Showdown, or it was McLaren something. I don't know, but it was the lot of different McLarens came there, like 720S's, the 5 Series, the 6 ones. I'm not very familiar with McLaren. I just know a few of them. Yeah, I'm still trying to learn all the models. They're all different, especially by year, too. I mean, some of them just looked completely different by the years as well. But that was pretty cool seeing those. And then that white McLaren showed up. I think it's called Mr. 720S is his name. I don't remember, but he showed up there. A couple others showed up there. Couple of badass Porsches showed up, like a GT3 RS showed up with had like a built back end motor in it. Not a built back end motor, but the bumper was like built in see through with splitters. It was pretty cool. That one McLaren showed up. That was the race car one on slicks. That one showed up there. That white Aventador showed up. The SVJ was like, it's got like racing stripes on the side of it. I forgot what the Instagram guy was, but he's got that like devil. It's got like a devil side decal on it with a number. If you guys go to my Instagram, you'll see the pictures I posted there with that car. And then they had a couple Audis there, a couple Mustangs showed up. When it comes to those Lake Nona shows, every variety of cars do show up. But I think a lot of people were skeptical with the rain that not a lot of them showed up, unfortunately. And then once it started downpouring, it kind of got shitty. I was like walking and As soon as I walked out, I saw the Aventador and the McLaren leaving, so I got some good footage, some good rolling footage of it with the action camera. That camera doesn't do too bad. It's got an internal stabilizer, which is pretty cool. Kind of helps without using a gimbal. It's not really shaky, but at the same time, I can't zoom in with that action camera because it's like a fixed lens, unfortunately. But once cars were starting to leave, turn around, it was like, you know, I got to go to the end of the event where they leave and try to get some film. But, I mean, it started raining. It started downpouring. I mean, I didn't come prepared like how Buddy Brian and Sochi Media and Ford guy, I think they all were under umbrellas, which is pretty, which was smart of them. They've done this for a while, so they got the experience, you know what I mean? So next time I got to bring an umbrella and hold it, but I can't really, I don't know how do you hold it and zoom? That's a little, I don't know. I think just bring a little pavilion pretty much, like a shelter, set it up. That's what if I was them. I mean, I would just set that shit up there and stand under there. But then you got to worry about other people standing under there too and then taking up your area. But I mean, can't control the rain, can't control the weather. He's got to adapt to it. I mean, it is what it is. I just got whatever footage I can. And hopefully you guys enjoyed it. If you guys go to the YouTube, you could check it out. You get like probably, I think it's like five or six minutes worth of footage. But I mean, it is what it is. I had to get something, you know what I mean? But yeah, that was kind of like a bummer. And then what's even worse was that I came home around 1 to do things. And it was just sunny and perfect out. I was like, really? Like you could have been... This weather could have been for about 2 hours and then rain around 1 or 2, then I would have been fine. But I mean, it is what it is. Like I said, you can't control the weather. We do have some upcoming shows that are going to be coming this weekend. Let me get out the way here. Open my laptop here. So this upcoming weekend is going to be Mother's Day weekend, which is going to be the 10th and the 11th. That'll be, let's see, any morning shows? There's some evening shows on Friday the 9th. I know you've got the at 3 o'clock is the Old Town Muscle and Car Show in Kissimmee. You guys in the Kissimmee area, you go check that out. And then you got Groveland Cruising. If you're in the Groveland area, you got the cruising there. That'd be at 5 p.m. And then another 5 p.m. is going to be Pomegranate Racing Friday. Cars and trucks, that's in Kissimmee. And then you got the Lakeland Cruising, weekly cruising in Lakeland. That's going to be at 5 o'clock. If you're in the Lakeland area, you can go to that. And then Saturday morning, we've got, if you're in the Mount Dora area, there's the Mount Dora Cars and Coffee, the 8 a.m. That one is going to be at, I'll give you the locations here, give you guys some more information about it. So this is so Mount Dora one is going to be at the American Legion venue. No, that's the venue, sorry. It's going to be at 920 S Highland Street in Mount Dora, Florida. That's going to be from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. That's not right. I think it's 10 a.m. I don't know. Can't be an all-day thing. Probably 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. They got that wrong. And then the Oviedo's got the car show at 9 a.m. That's always a good show. If you guys ever are in the Oviedo area or you live close by to it, that'll be at the Rock and Brews on Red Bug Road. That's from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. That's always a good show. I know Street Trip probably be out there recording that. I know Buddy Brian and them, they go into that show. It's a cool setup. It's like a big loop where the Rock and Brews is at, and everybody parks there. You just do a big loop around, and some nice cars do come out to that show. I wish I could go to that show on Saturday, but Saturdays, you know, I'm busy running errands and doing things. But also that day, you've got the Porsche Cars and Coffees event, which is going to be from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. That's going to be in the Maitland area on US 1792 9590. That's a free event too. That's going to be from 9 to 11. So if you want to go to the Porsche dealership or the Oviedo, that's probably the two biggest ones for that Saturday. I know Howie in the Hills, they've got a show as well at 10 a.m. if you're in the Howie the Hills, Florida, which I don't know where that's at, but I mean, that's on 101 North Palm Avenue at Howie in the Hills from 10 to 2 p.m. That's a free event. If you guys want to go out there and check some cars. And obviously, there's Old Town every Saturday evening. There's afternoon. There's always a car show at Old Town over at the Kissimmee area. And then Leesburg, they got a car show as well at 3 p.m. That's going to be it's on Main Street at 5th from 3 to 6:30. Little cruising they got there going on. It's going to be pretty dope. Then Kissimmee's Pomegranate Show Saturday night at 4 p.m. And then you've got the Longwood Cruising at 5 p.m. You've got, geez, a bunch of them. You got Gainesville. If you're in Gainesville, Florida, there's a Cars and Coffee. Yeah, Take It Under the Stars Cruising. That's in Gainesville. That's going to be from 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. So you guys go check that out. You want to check out all these events, you just go to floridacarshows.com and click Central Florida. If you're South Florida, you click South Florida, East Coast, West, North, what have you. You know what to do. click the areas you want to go to, and they have all the car shows there. Every date, every time, every month, they got all the car shows there. If you want to talk to somebody, they got the contact information there. They got a phone number there if you want to talk to them. And it's pretty much where I find all the car shows, where I'm pretty much reading off of, if you guys want to read off of it too and see it. And then Sunday, that is the bigger shows. You've got Winter Haven. They've got a car show. That's at 7:30 a.m. Are they crazy? Winter Haven, 7:30 to 10 a.m. on 3rd Street Southwest. Why would you do it so early? No one's going to go that early. I wouldn't go that early. It's too early. I don't know. If you're in Winter Haven, you can drop by there. Cars and Coffees. Sure, it'd be a good show. And then obviously Winter Park, they've got their show on the 11th from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. That's at Dono Central over in Winter Park area, nor towards University. I've been to that show a couple of times. They bring some good cars out there, but I'm going to be at another event, which I'll talk about in a little bit. And then also Gainesville, they got their Cars and Coffees. That'll be at 9 a.m. That's going to be at Whole Foods, which is 3490 Southwest Archer Road, Gainesville, Florida. It's free, 9 to 11. I'm sure there's some nice cars they're going to have out there. And then, what other ones they have here? Your Pomegranate Car Show. That's in Kissimmee. It's at 11 a.m. That's until 2 p.m. That's going to be at Margarita Boulevard, Kissimmee. That event is free. Be sure to check that out if you're in the Kissimmee area. And then you got the Apopka. There's our Rock Springs Cruising. That's at 2 o'clock. That'll be from 2 to 5 p.m. at Rock Springs Bar and Grill. And then the last one before... Well, no, it's not the last one. A couple more. This is a Dirty South Saloon Bar. That is in Leesburg. Summit sponsoring that? That's cool. Got Summit sponsoring that. That's at the Dirty South venue. Dirty South Saloon, sorry. 1815 US 441 Leesburg, Florida. That's going to be 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. And then the one that I think I'll probably go to or end up going to will be the Orlando Car Show. That's going to be at the Great Southern Box Company. It's from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. That's a free event. It's actually in a parking garage. It's the one that Stuart puts together. He does a good show. We're going to go. We actually did that show. We recorded that show last month. If you guys look it up on our YouTube, it's called Park and Garage Takeover. I think that's what it's called. And it was a pretty good setup. We never actually went to that event, which is pretty different than Desertland that he had before. So we're going to go head on to that and check it out. And it's kind of shitty that he puts that. Well, not he doesn't do that. I mean, obviously, this is the way the cards stack up. I like to go to Winter Park and also Desertland, the in Orlando one. But unfortunately, I can't go to Orlando and Winter Park at the same time. So I just have to pick one or the other. And I like the parking garage setup better than the Winter Park one. Winter Park has a lot of cops presence, but I can't say the same thing because Orlando is the same way. They have a lot of cop presence as well. It's just pick and choose, you know? I mean, Stuart's a good guy. He's always been good to us. So that's why we go to his show, support him. I know the following weekend is going to be at the Boxy Shifters event, the Pelex Auto Show. We're going to get into more of that detail next week when I get on the show again, but we're going to look forward to the Orlando Car Show. Hopefully it's not going to rain on us. I mean, famous last words, but I mean, that's my biggest enemy. It's just the car shows, it's rain or camera malfunctions we haven't had yet, knock on wood. But we're going to hope for the best. Hopefully Orlando Car Show is going to be a good event coming up. If I have some time, I'll drop by the Oviedo Car Show. I can't guarantee it though. And hopefully we get Chris on the podcast next time. I think we're going to do the podcast on top of the rooftop, just like we did the last show at the Great Southern Box. We're going to go on top of the parking garage, do a podcast. I actually got the new setup with the Rodecaster, so we're going to take these microphones with us and we're going to record. So we're going to get the studio quality audio and the video, but be on to go. That's just a new feature I've been trying to do and work my ass off to get to. That way we could interview YouTubers, camera people, video guys, promoters, car owners, car enthusiasts, business owners. You know, the sky's the limit. I just wanted to get mobile and take myself to go. That way I can share the content with you guys and you guys stay entertained. And I appreciate everyone who's been staying on this podcast for so far. And be sure to follow us on Spotify and leave a review either on Apple or on Spotify. And I'm going to try to keep this going and keep you guys up to date with all the car shows and what went down for the weekend. And we're going to wrap it up here, call it a day. Got some more video editing to do. Got some more things to get ready for the weekend. But appreciate everyone who's been listening. Hope you guys have a good week. Have a good weekend. And I'll talk to you guys later. See ya.